God bless you. Thank you for joining me today on this podcast. I'm reading out of Psalms 97, verse 9. It says, "For you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name." So I actually want to start this podcast in doing that, exalting his name, remembering the goodness of God right now. Wherever you are, whether it's in your car, whether you're mowing the lawn, whether you're washing dishes, God is with you. And right now, he wants to meet you where you are. On my way in today to the church, I felt this song on my heart. And I wanted to just share this time with you in worship. And although there may be distractions around you right now, I just encourage you to look to the Lord. Seek him first. Fix our eyes upon the Lord right now. This song is an older song, but I know it's familiar, and I felt it so strongly on my heart today to share with you. So where you are, I invite you to worship with me just for a few moments. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted high above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. And I exalt thee.
Above all the earth, thou art exalted high above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above all.
Time.
singing how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Sing it one more time with me. Let's sing.
We're singing how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Amen. Amen, amen. Well, my prayer is that in those few moments of worship, that the presence of God was just tangibly felt where you were. That whether you were going through some kind of stress at that moment, or you were feeling down about yourself or your situation, I pray that those few moments that God just made himself known to you. And if not, I just encourage you, take some more time in prayer and worship where you are. Pause this if you have to. Do what you must, but seek the Lord right where you are. Take these moments. Let's not take the time that we have for granted. Every moment is precious. And I just encourage you right now to take those moments to grow closer with the Lord. Take those opportunities right where they are. Maybe they're unexpected, but just take hold of those opportunities. I wanted to take just a few more minutes to share with you a word that was on my heart. It's actually on my heart on my way in today, and it came to me in my prayer time, in my commute. And even though I was driving, there's obviously some things that come up in distraction, and for safety, it's good to pay attention to those things. But some things came up, and I felt like the word of the Lord on my heart was to focus. I felt like the problem was that I was so distracted by everything else that even in those moments of prayer, and when I sat down to pray, I felt like my mind could not focus, and I felt scattered. And I know that you have probably felt the same way. If you think about the day and age we are in, you cannot escape distraction. It is all around us. Even as I'm recording this podcast, I've seen my phone light up multiple times with notifications. And so that's just another example of the level of distraction that surrounds us as Christians. And it's so hard to focus in our prayer time and our worship because we have distractions all around us. I have little toddlers, and I know that every moment that I feel like I have peace, they find their way into the room. And I know that you know what that feels like. And so I'm just here to encourage us today that God just wants more focus from us. Even though it's hard, we have to press on. I want to share with you in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, this message that Paul is writing. And he says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind." Another version says, "Have focus. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we all have already attained, let us walk by the same rule and let us be of the same mind." There is no greater attack on our walk as Christians than the attack on our mind. And because we are so distracted, and because we are so scattered, I know you can empathize with that feeling of feeling scattered, feeling spread thin. I feel like that is so often in my life. In verse 13, the Apostle Paul here is saying, Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward. So right there, he's saying, you know I don't have it perfected. I don't have it all right. But instead of looking behind and dwelling on the things that I screwed up, the things that I was wrong in, I move forward and press towards the goal, the ultimate goal. And so then in verse 15, we see this calling to have a proper mindset and a focus on pressing towards that goal and pressing towards that reward of ultimate salvation and the ultimate glory in Christ Jesus. So what I really want to share with you in this message that was on my heart is that whatever moment you're in, we just took a few moments in worship, and it might have been unexpected for you, but God works in many unexpected ways and many unexpected timings. But I encourage you today to follow the Holy Spirit's call and conviction. And I encourage you, just like it says here in Philippians 3, to press onward, to press forward and not look back, not dwell on the stresses and the distractions. If your phone lights up, I encourage you to flip it over and give God the moments and the time that He is worthy of, because He's a great big God, sovereign and glorious, and He deserves every bit and more of our praise that we have given Him and we could ever give Him. So don't let those moments go to waste, because God wants to meet you where you are. God wants to do work in your life. It just takes that leaving behind of the distraction. It's actually really a simple principle, but in practice, it's so difficult. Because like we said, in society today, we are the busiest that we have ever been. We are the most distracted that we have ever been. You don't even have to go 5 minutes without having some type of distraction. But I encourage you today to put down some of the social media distractions, the time wasted on those things, and spend it on God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus is saying, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Whatever you're believing for, whatever you're praying for, I just encourage you, don't lose heart. And don't get distracted. Focus on Him. Focus on His word. And focus on His goodness. And focus on His love. He has so much for you today. You just got to go after it. Amen. I'm going to pray with you as we conclude this podcast. Lord God, I thank You that in the midst of all of the chaos and all of the work and all the distraction and stress, that You were there in the midst, that You are still with us. I thank You, Lord, for Your love and Your mercy and Your grace in our lives. Lord, I ask for Your forgiveness for the times where we have been so distracted, we just forgot to seek You first. Lord, we want You to be in the very forefront of our minds and our actions. And I pray that we would always be reminded of You. Holy Spirit, I just ask You to dwell in us, to surround us, to fill us to an overflowing, I pray. And Lord, I pray that You are glorified in every action and every decision that we make today and this week and going forward, that You are honored and glorified by our lives. I pray for a new focus today and a breakthrough in distractions. And we give You praise and thanks for the things that You're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.